Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to start in Colorado, but I'll tell you what, this has ramifications nationwide. It's just been revealed. You may remember there was a guy named Dallas Schrader. You maybe don't remember, but we talked about him in the past. He was a county clerk. He was a county clerk in Elbert County, Colorado. And he's the guy that copied data from a server onto two hard drives. He was a MAGA guy, a Trump guy. He said, stop the steal. And this is sensitive voter data that he copied onto two hard drives. And he said he gave them to two lawyers. One of them was his own lawyer named John Case. And the other one he refused to identify. We'll come to find out that it wasn't only two people that got this sensitive data. Another lawyer got it as well. And we do not know how far beyond that it was disseminated. It's been looked at by criminal authorities in Colorado. And so far, Dallas Schrader, to my knowledge, has not been prosecuted. Now, this is something, it's not only disturbing, this is Colorado, it's a swing state, but this has ramifications nationwide. There are candidates in Arizona for governor and for attorney general who flat out said in the next election, they will set aside whatever the popular vote was in the, say, the presidential election or any election, and award, in the case of presidential elections, the electors, and in case of other elections, just the victory itself, to a candidate, and guess what party that candidate will be from? It will be from the Republican Party. In Michigan, there are candidates for attorney general, there are candidates for governor who have said the same thing. There is a primary today in Pennsylvania. We talked about it a little bit the other day. The Senate primary, Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, against Kathy Barnett and David McCormick. Kathy Barnett is surging. All three of them are right wing. Mehmet Oz is endorsed by Trump. Kathy Barnett is to the right of Trump, to the right of Trump. She's taken on Trump from the right. She would stop any election that she had a chance to vote on. David McCormick is a hedge fund guy. He's trying to keep his head down. I don't think he's going to win. In any event, he's suckling along with it too. But what's interesting about Pennsylvania, sadly interesting, is that the guy on the Republican side who is way ahead in the polls is not just a Trumper. He was at the January 6th insurrection and marched with those people. And he has flat out said that he's not going to certify any election that a Democrat wins for president. So here's the deal. You have people saying these things. In Georgia, you have David Perdue, suddenly become a werewolf. This guy was beaten by Jonathan Ostoff, and he said, it was a fair election, and then Trump got to him. He initially cooperated with the January 6th committee, then he stopped, and now he's attacking Brian Kemp, the incumbent Republican in the primary from the right, because Kemp certified the election, even though Kemp threw several hundred thousand people off the voter rolls in Atlanta so that Stacey Abrams didn't win last time. I certainly hope she wins this time. She's running. But the point is, if you let a nut get in there, like a Purdue in Georgia, or the guy in Pennsylvania, or the people in Michigan, or the people in Arizona, you're going to see what happened in Elbert County, Colorado, in spades. You know, Dallas Schrader is not a household name. He is the county clerk in Elbert County. If I asked you, who is the county clerk in Wisconsin in Rusk County, in Langlade County, in Polk County, I doubt that very few people could tell me, other than people who lived in those counties, and even they might not be able to tell me. But you start to magnify this nationwide in 50 states. And here's the legalities of it, and here's what's liable to happen. Everybody thinks, well, this couldn't happen. It happened in Germany in 1932. But you say, oh yeah, but I mean, Germany had lost World War I 15 years before. It had just backbreaking reparations, blah, blah, blah. That was different. And I say, well, it's happened in Russia right now. You know, Boris Yeltsin was in there, and Gorbachev in the 90s, things looked, they were modernizing. And now what's happened? Oh yeah, but that's Russia. Well, I got news for you. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It doesn't just show up. Some thug shows up at your door with a chest full of medals and a gun and says, I'm going to take your vote. That's not how it happens. It happens one Gableman at a time, one Voss at a time, one Dallas Schrader at a time. So let's suppose the following. In the 2022 elections, which are coming up in November, there's a massive voter suppression effort going on right now. You know that. I know that. More than 400 bills have either been passed or introduced around the country, and not just swing states, most states, to restrict voting. Get rid of drop boxes, get rid of absentee voting, make the guy in Pennsylvania, this is unbelievable, the guy who's going to win today, I'll predict it, the Republican primary, has said he is going to throw all voters off the voting rolls, every one of them, and make them re-register. And his theory is that people in large urban communities, they're very busy, they're thrown off the rolls, they're not going to re-register. He flat out said that. But what's going to happen in 2024? So in 2022, there's going to be a suppressed vote. In 2024, the presidential vote, that's the 800-pound gorilla. That's for all the marbles. And it's an electoral college system. And there is a provision in the Constitution, which many people don't know, that says the legislators pick the electors. That's because in 1788, when George Washington was first elected president, a bunch of guys just got together in Virginia, Massachusetts, a few other places, and they say, who should be our president? There was no popular vote. First of all, women didn't get the vote till 1920, okay? 1920, and I'm talking about 1788. Black people didn't get the vote, and only black men, until Abraham Lincoln came along and they passed the 13th Amendment. So in 1788, it was only white men. It was also only white men who owned real estate. If you rented something, you couldn't vote. So there weren't a lot of people voting. And guess what? They didn't vote. A bunch of guys got together in Richmond, Virginia, and Boston, Massachusetts. And they go, well, is there any doubt who the president is going to be? It's going to be the general that led us to victory against the British. I would have done the same thing. I mean, who else are they going to pick? Joe Schmo from Delaware? Come on. No social media. All of the newspapers are going, it's going to be Washington. So they picked him. The Republicans right now want to go back to that. They want to go back. And you may say, come on, man. I'm telling you, the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Let me tell you this. They don't even have to do it in 50 states. You know who's going to get the electors in California, New York, and you know who are going to get them in Alabama and Mississippi. But who's going to get them in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona? And frankly, just in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And you may think, well, come on, we're Midwestern nice. Well, no, we're not. We're somewhat Midwestern nice. We're moderately Midwestern nice. But why do we have Gableman if we're Midwestern nice? Really? Why do we have Voss if we're Midwestern? Why do we have a gerrymandered legislature and a Supreme Court that has been putting up with, and will have put up with a gerrymander for 20 years, from 2010 to 2030, if we're Midwestern nice? If we're the state of fight, and I'm talking us, I'm not talking about Pennsylvania, Michigan. I've been to Pennsylvania, Michigan a lot, and I like them, and I have a heck of a lot of friends there, and I have relatives in Pennsylvania. But you know what? I got news for you. I got news for you right now. This is what is happening to our country. So you think that Dallas Schrader is a one-off? You think that Dallas Schrader is a one-off? In Elbert County, Colorado, you know, he's not a one-off at all. Not a one-off at all. This is what is happening. And stand by for the primaries, Pennsylvania today, and upcoming in Michigan, Arizona, and everywhere else. And Trump has stuck his dirty paws into it. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.